Hello to all my chaverim, Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on Ashir Mishnayis, we are Maseches Tainis, Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is in Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins. B'shlosh Prokim B'shana Kohenim Nosnes Kapeim Arba Pomim Ve'yom B'shakas B'musav Ha'mincha O'nilas Ha'sha'arim. There are three times in the year that it's possible that Kohenim will do the Berachos Kohenim up to four times in the day. In Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Neilah. And we'll explain, as the mission goes on, which days some of those would be occurring, which wouldn't. The Rav says, this is what we mean. Three times of the year, which are three occasions, Tainios, Ma'amados, and Yom Kippur, that we're going to talk about afterwards. So whenever there's a Tainis, or they have the Ma'amados, where they're davening, we'll see for... to stand by the Karbanos, and on Yom Kippur, those three occasions, that's when the Kohanim would do the bracha, the Nisias Kapayim, do the bracha for everybody else, whatever tefillah, that they would have those days, which would be Shacharis, Mincha, or Ne'ilah. And there's one day that they do the Berachos Kohanim four times in the day, and that's Yom Kippur, which also has Tefillas Musaf. Masnisin goes according to Reb Meir, that says that the Kohanim do their bracha, but Mincha and Tainios, they do it on Mincha on the Tainios and the Ma'amados. There's every reason, every day of the year, whenever there is Berachos Kohanim. Why don't they do it Mincha time? Because we're afraid someone might be drunk by that point, one of the Kohanim. But on these days, there's not going to be any drinking on the Tainios and Ma'amados, so they don't have to worry about it. But Rabbi Yossi argues and says we do make a gezeira, the Mincha of Tainios, because of the Mincha of every other day. And halacha is like Rabbi Yossi by Tainios and Ma'amados and Yom Kippur, which also has Tefillas Ne'ilah. But Tainios, where you don't have a Ne'ilah, then the Kohanim would do the Berachos Kohanim on Mincha of the Tainios. Since it's close to Shkia Sechama, the davening in Slaika Tzilis Ne'ilah similar to that. And a mincha like this, we don't have a very normal day. Therefore, they didn't make a gzeira. So he says, Yantif explains that the Gemara says a Kohen that is drunk can't do Nesilis Kapayim because they made a smachta from a pasuk, or from the fact that the parsha of the Kohen who makes the brachos is close to the parsha of the Nazir. They tell you, just like a Nazir, even a Kohen who makes a bracha to benches the Klal Yisrael is usher to drink wine. And he brings from the Ran that Ne'ilah was Niskan for all Taneos that were set up for Tefillah, but the four Tzomos, the Shavuos V'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, and it's Esther, and... Gedalia. Now, those are only four Avelas. Those were not made, didn't have a Takana of Ne'ilah for them. Rashi says, explained in Brachas Yerushalmi, Perek Tefillas HaShachar, what is Ne'ilah? And some say Ne'ilah means the closing of the Shari Mikdash, and some say it means the closing of the Shari of Shemayim, that they close it towards nighttime at the end of Tefillah. And they would normally have a minute to daven Tefillas Ne'ilah and all their Tainios, just like we're mispalo on Yom Kippur. The mission continues, but Tainios, Ma'amados, Yom Kippur. The Rav says, this is what we mean. These are the three types occasions of the year. Tanios, Ma'amados, Yom Kippur. And Ma'amados is when the people of the Mishmar would fast 4 days of the week that they were on the Mishmar, as we'll explain in a little bit. Tiferes Yisrael says the Tanios were that they made a gzera for Tainis on the Tzibur for some, because some tragedy was happening. And we hold the Yipaskin, there's no Tzinsis Kachayim and Mincha, even on the Tanios, just because, similar to the other days of the year, that it's possible to have Shikras, and we have our own minig to do the Berachos Kohanim, only a Musaf Yantif, that's what the Rav says in Simen Kuf Kaf Ches, and based on Simen Kuf Kaf Tes, obviously in Eretz Yisrael, we do the Tzinsis Kachayim every day. Continuing on, we are into Mishnah Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, which the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Vav Medalav. The Mishnah says, Elohei Ma'amados. This is what the Ma'amados are. Rashi says that the people who are fasting are davening in their cities, that the karbanos of their brothers should be makobol baratzayin. The Meiri says, since we talked about the Amadas now we're going to describe what they were and why they were set up. Rav says, Ma Tam Kamar, explaining what's the reason. What's the reason the Mishnah is going to say that the Amadas were set up? Fisha Nehmer, the Mishnah says, because it says, Ma Midbar Perichav Ches Pasuk Beis, Tzavis Bnei Yisrov, Hemart Elayim, Eskarbani Lachmi. Maybe you should tell people, tell Bnei Yisrov to bring their carbon, the daily carbon. Mechihech. How can everybody in Klal Yisrael bring the carbon tamid and not standing there? All Klal Yisrael is not there. The Tiferes Yisrael says, isn't it the fact that everybody in Klal Yisrael is the owner of the carbon tamid? So why aren't they nearby? Rashi and Sota, Daf Ches Manalaf, the Rei Masel of Akravinus brings the Sifri, that someone who brings a carbon to the mikdash has to stand next to his carbon to protect it. And we learn this from the rest of the pasuk that says, Tishmaru lahakriv li. So, since everyone in Klal Yisrael is a partner in the carbon tumid, and everyone has to be next to their own carbon, Eskinu Nevi'im HaRishonim, the Mishnah says, the Nevi'im Rishonim made a takana. Rashi says that's Shmuel and David. In the Gemara, it's Brod and Daf Chaf Zayin and Aleph. Esrim v'arba mishmas, I'll call mishmar mishmar haya ma'amid b'Yishalayim. They made up 24 groups to make a rotation, and in every one of those groups, there were people, some of that group standing in Yerushalayim. Rashi says 24 mishmaras of Kohanim there were, and Shmuel and David masakanem, and for every mishmar of the Kohanim, there was a ma'amid in Yerushalayim. There was a group standing in Yerushalayim that were there set to be in the city, standing by the carbon of their brothers. And besides those who live in Yerushalayim, there were ma'amados in every city. That Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, was broken into 24 ma'amados, just like the 24 mishmaros of the Kohanim. Meiri says these ma'amados were the shluchim of everybody else of Klal Yisrael, as shlucha shel adam kamosa. The Mishnah continues, shel kohanim, shel levim, shel yisraelim. Rashi says the kohanim were there for the avoda, levim were there for the shir, and from the ma'amados, they were kvuim in Yerushalayim to stand by the carbon of their brothers. Tasi Yata says, even levim was split into 24 mishmaros, as it says in Divrei Yamim. Ritva says, just the yisraelim were part of the ma'amad, and when the Mishnah mentions kohanim levim, that's only for their specific job in the mikdash, the Kohanim, the Avoda, and Levim for this year. So the Mishnah continues. He is Mana Mishmar Lalos. If it was the time of that Mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim, Kohanim Levim, Olam Yerushalayim, the Kohanim and Levim would go to Yerushalayim, Yisrael, Shavos, and Mishmar, Meskansin, La'arayim, and Klal Yisrael of that Mishmar would gather in their city. Rav says, those who were far away from Yerushalayim, they couldn't go to stand by the carbon with that Mishmar, they would get together in the shuls in their city. Rav says, and they daven on the carpet of their brothers, that they should be accepted by Ratzon, and they fast. Rashi says also, and they take out a Sefer Torah on the day of the Tainus. And what does the Mishnah continue? V'korin b'maisa brachus, they read maisa brachus. Rav says, every day they read from maisa brachus to notify that the world stands on the avoda that is done in the mikdash. Tesis Yantif rings from the Rav in the Mishnah ahead that whether they were far away when they were gathering in the cities in the basic Knesset, or those in Yerushalayim in the Mikdash, they would both be reading the Torah for the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Tiferes Yisrael says they read the Sefer Torah after every tefillah and fila of that day. Continuing on, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel, the Gemara is in Daf Chaf of Bet Aleph. Va'anshei ha'maimed ha'yimasan in arba yamim b'shavua miyom sheni v'ad yom chamishi. The people of that maimed would fast 4 days in that week from Monday through Thursday. The Tiferes Yisrael says every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, would fast, but only up till the evening. Rambam Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel says, whether they were in the Mikdash or whether they were in their own cities, they would be fasting. V'lo yimasan an Erev Shabbos, but they wouldn't fast Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah says. Mipnei kvod Shabbos, v'lo bech v'Shabbos. They wouldn't fast Erev Shabbos for Pesach of Shabbos, and also not on Sunday. Rav says, certainly not on Shabbos itself. and not on Sunday. The reason is because that's the third day after the Adam HaRishon was created. That's an Erev Shabbos. Adam HaRishon was created, and the third day for his creation, he was weaker, as it says in Bereishis Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chav Hey Vayhi Biyom Hashlishi Biyosem Kovim. That's by the city of Shechem. After they had the bris, they all on the third day became weak. So we see third day after some kind of a physical exertion, people get weak. He says also possibly because in Shabbos a person gets an Neshama Yisera, and on Matzah Shabbos it's taken away from him. And if they would be fasting on Sunday, they would then get endangered. And every day the Anshei Maimon would daven Tefillas Ne'ilah. Taisis Yantav asks on the Rav, who mentions Ne'ilah, like, where did the Ne'ilah come in over here? It's a Tefillah. So why are we mentioning in the middle of the fasting? But he says the Rav is just going, explaining the minhag of the Anshei Maimon. Also, he says that from this point on, when it says from V'lo Hayu, until where he mentions Ad Tefillas Ne'ilah, that part of the Rav really goes back to the Dibra of the end of the Mishnah before, and it's just misplaced here. And the beginning of our Mishnah, Gimel, starts where we're talking about the Parsha Gedola coming up. Okay, the Mishnah continues, Kidei Shlo Yetzi Mimincha Ve'oneg Le'igia B'tainis V'yamusim. Okay, they shouldn't leave they shouldn't leave Shabbos, have a menucha, and enjoy themselves, and then they're going to go into hard effort to fast, and they would die, as Israel says, not necessarily die, but it means they'll get weak from the fast more than they should. Anytime you change your normal routine, it hurts your body, as it says in Baba Basudav Kuf Mem Vav Men Aleph, and therefore, when it's a big tsar, the Rabbanan were not geyser, they should have to fast, put themselves in the big tsar, as it says in Ksubas, Daf Hey Amid Aleph. And we find a Lashon of Misa that means weakness, just like we have this Lashon of Meshamash Mesh Mace Ba'arayas in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Hey, or Ad Shiyamas Hagid in Shvuas Daf Yud Ches, or Malik Tola Palga, as we have in Bar Mitzia Daf Tzadok Hey Amid Aleph, and also in the Nach, Lu Yikteleni Lo Yayachal, even Kosh. Yev says in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav, even if Kadosh Baruch Hu will kill me, I'll still yearn to him, and it doesn't mean kill, it means, in all these cases, weaken. Okay, the Mishnah continues, B'yom HaRishon, what were they learning from the Ma'ase Bereishis each time? B'yom HaRishon, the Tiferes Yisrael says, of the week, it means on Sunday, what would they do? The Tiferes Yisrael says, the B'nai Ma'amid would read in the Beis HaKnesses, Bereishis Vayhi Rakia. Those two are parts of the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Rashi says the first Parsha and the Parsha of Yerakia, because it's not enough in the Parsha of Bereishis by itself to have nine psukim in order to read Kohen Levi Yisrael. Similarly with all these other days of the week, we put together enough to get at least nine psukim. B'sheni on Monday, Yerakia v'kava amayim, b'shlish v'kava amayim v'him aris, b'revi v'him aris, v'yishrutsu amayim, b'chamishi yishrutsu amayim v'taytse aris, b'shishi taytse aris v'yachula hashamayim. And the Rush and Megillah, Paragimel Os Aleph says, in those days, all the laning was read by a different person. I forgot the Aliyah did his own laning. But nowadays, not everybody is bulky, had to do laning, so one person is the Balkari for all of them, and the person who gets the bracha follows along and says it low, in a low voice. Parsha Gedola, Karin also B'Shnayim V'Ktana B'Yachad. The Mishnah says, when we have these two parashios together every day, the larger one is split up into two aliyahs, and the smaller one was one. Rashi says the Parsha Gedola of the parashios are read with two, like the Parsha Rishona of Bereishis, that has five psukim. They would read it with two people, as it mentions in the Gemara. Two people would read that, and Yehiriki would be one, and on the second day, Yehiriki would one, and Yikavu with two, because it has five psukim. And on the third day, Yikavu with one, because it doesn't have only has five psukim. And Yimaris with two, because it has six psukim. So the larger one, you split into two. Rav says, the Parsha Bereishis, after the first person would read three psukim, the second one would go back and read the last pasuk over there that the first person did, and then finish up with the Parsha Bereishis. And the third one would read Yehi Rakia. So that's it. They would make sure to get all the psukim in. And the second, the first, second day, the first person would read Yihirakiya, and the second one would read Kavamayim, and two of them would read Kavamayim, and therefore, and continue on with that pattern. So this would be B'Shachros HaMusaf. Tiferes Yisrael says that on Shachros HaMusaf, they would read in the Sefer Torah, as we just mentioned, but Mincha, as the Mishnah will say, is a little different. The Rav says, he was saying, we're talking about all the other Moedos that were outside of Yerushalayim. They would read the Maaseh Bereishis with this order, even in a day where there's a Karban Musaf, because they're not busy with the Karban Musaf, so they have time to read it then as well. But the Maamados in Yerushalayim, on a day when there's a Karban Musaf, they wouldn't be read during Musaf, the Maaseh Bereishis, as we mentioned later on, Karban Musaf, Ein Bo Mincha, when you read in Karban Musaf, you don't read Mincha time, and therefore, Karban Musaf is of the Maimed of Mincha, which is not Docha. The Maimed itself, certainly, it should be Docha. The Rambam, Klei HaMikdash, Perek Vav, Halacha Dalet, argues, and he says that the Mishnah is talking about every Maimed, even in Yerushalayim, that they would read. And the Musaf of the Mishnah, our Mishnah, is not the Musaf of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or the Moedim, but it's a Musaf, special Musaf made up for the Anshei Maimed that they read every day between Shachris and Mincha. And the Mishnah continues, Mincha, Nechnasim, V'Koran, Alpiyim, Kikoran, Asashma. Mincha, they wouldn't take out the Sefer Torah and read as we had it before, but everybody would come in and read by themselves, just like you read the Shema. Rashi says, everyone by himself. Okay. And the Rav says, but by and he also says Parshas Ne'ilo Leka. Rashi mentions that. We'll see what that is. The Rav says, but Mincha, we don't bring a Sefer Torah because it's a Torah of the Tainis. They're really tired by that point, but they read up Peh. So Taisus brings Rashi, then Parshas Ne'ilo Leka, those three words, and he says this is what it says that the Rama mentions in the next Mishnah. The Mishnah further on, that you don't read it only Shachris and Ne'ilah, which is mashma that there is a Kriya and Ne'ilah. He doesn't know where the Rambam got that, and in the Yarech HaZaka he doesn't mention it, and he doesn't say that. Only he mentions Ein Maimed, he doesn't mention the Ne'ilah. The Tiferes Yisrael says, even though that Farm Shbechsav Ein Rashoin La'Amrim Bal Peh, as it mentions in Tumor Yudalat Amud Bey, so things that are written in the Torah you're not supposed to read without reading it from inside somewhere. That's only if you want to be Motzi others, Yidei Chavasim. Okay, but here each person is reading just for himself, and that comes from Dav Chav Chesim and Aleph. Meiri says they read together, everybody reads Baal Peh together. Erev Shabbos Mincha, Lo Yenachnasim, when they cover the Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos Mincha, they wouldn't get together because of Kavod Shabbos. The Rav says they wouldn't come into the Beis HaKnesses, and they wouldn't be reading at all because they were so busy getting ready for the Tzarchei Shabbos. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.